This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello everyone, this is VK5RJ with this week's Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society news. Well, the most devastating news that I've had to deliver was that of the passing of Dean, VK5LB, on Wednesday. It's with an extremely heavy heart that I have to inform you of the passing of Dean, VK5LB, who was a highly respected and much valued member of AHARS and the Adelaide and the Australian Amateur Radio Fraternity. Dean for many years has been the net controller of the Tuesday night 80 metre boat anchor net on 3.62 MHz and a regular net controller on the AHARS Monday night 2 metre net. Dean was generous, knowledgeable, never critical, and had a wide practical knowledge of all things amateur radio, and was the exemplar of the true radio amateur. He'll be sorely missed by both groups and everybody in the Australian Amateur Radio Fraternity. Our deep condolences go to his wife Val and all of his family and friends. Vale Dean, VK5LB. The news on the repeater relocation is that we have an extension at the Crayfus site for another 4 weeks. We must give a huge vote of thanks to Dean McGinty. Dean has volunteered to help the site owner in getting the tower down. Unfortunately, Dean has not been able to arrange a crane until the end of September, so he has agreed to leave his 70cm RAD repeater equipment in place until that time, which means that we can also leave the 2m RAD repeater in place until then. Also, we have some movement with the establishment of an agreement with SA Power Networks about our use of the Belair site, and that's all I can say at the moment. Just a reminder that the memorial service for Marilyn, VK5DMS, is on the 4th of September. Details have been posted on our Facebook group page and on the NERC website. I can also inform you that the annual dinner, i.e. the Christmas lunch, has been booked for Sunday the 14th of December at the Belair Hotel in the Hillsview Room for 12 o'clock. As yet, the fixed Christmas menu has not been finalised and we will advise the details and costs when they become available and bookings will be taken after that. I'm thinking for the September tech session, I might bring my auto-tuner units up and give a demo to the new operators of their performance. I actually prefer to use an ATU on the back of my IC7300 rather than the internal tuner. I'm thinking that I'll probably use my slinky vertical antenna to demonstrate, and I have both 100 watt and 500 watt units for comparison. Information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website, https://ahars.au/radio/nets page, and there are some interesting things on our Facebook group page at https://www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. And that's all for this week. Cheers and 73 from John, VK5RJ.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. It's Liz, VK5KLD, with all the Northeast Radio Club news for this week. It was good to see many fox hunters at the Saturday afternoon Northeast Radio Club technical meeting. And no foxes were harmed, but lots of sausages were. Quite a lot of those attending chased down the hidden transmitters, and there were many people socialising and having technical discussions. So thanks to all of those who attended. It was a very successful day, and we'll have another afternoon meeting next month. Now, last Friday was the fifth Friday lunch at the Blue Gums Hotel, and despite the foul weather, it was well patronised, and we all had a nourishing three-course meal, and we had a great time also relaxing and talking. Good to see many of you there, and there will be another fifth Friday on the 31st of October. Now, the next general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday, the 12th of September. And there will be a lecture on that night on earthing given by Paul, VK5SL. Now, don't forget, this afternoon there will be another amateur technical segment on the VK5RHO 2-meter repeater on 146.850 megahertz with a 91.5 hertz access tone. And today's lecture will be about radio communications and development during World War II. So don't miss this interesting subject. And it's on VK5RHO at 3:30 p.m. today. Well, that's all for this time. It's difficult, I know, to do so in this weather, but keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, everyone. This is Grant, VK5GR, with this week's news from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Firstly, it is with great sadness that we must announce the passing of one of AREG's long-standing members, Ben Broadbent, VK5BB. Ben passed away peacefully 2 weeks ago and will be sorely missed by many of us in the amateur radio community here in South Australia. Our condolences go out to his wife, Olga, and his family. A service of farewell and to celebrate Ben's life will be held on Friday, September the 5th, at 10 a.m. in the Harrison Rivergum Chapel on the corner of Golden Grove Road and Jack High Lane in Ridgehaven. This service will also be live streamed on the Harrison Funerals website. Next up, we have a progress report on the VHF-UHF link repeater network. Work has been progressing on getting the link equipment installed into AREG site at Summertown, VK5RSB, to take over the network hub from VK5RAD 70cm. However, we are currently a little behind schedule. Fortunately, after negotiations with the site owner at Crafers, the 439925 70cm repeater hub has been granted a 1 month service extension before it must be removed from the Crafers site. We understand the same extension has also been granted to the Adelaide Hills Radio Club for the 147 2-meter repeater. So for now, the repeater network connectivity will remain as usual until we start redirecting links to the new hub in mid-September. We'll let everybody know when those relocations are ready to begin. Now over to Mark, VK5QI, for some news about the next Project Horus balloon flight.
Coming up on Sunday, the 7th of September, is our next high-altitude balloon launch, Horus 65. We're trying once again to launch the crossband repeater that we failed to launch in July. Hopefully the weather plays nicely this time. We're planning on launching from the Mount Barker High School Oval, with the launch team aiming to be on site a bit after 9 a.m, targeting a launch around 10 a.m. While the weather is generally better in September, launch cancellation is still a very real possibility, so make sure to check out the AREG website on Sunday morning to see whether we go for launch. This will be a reflight of our crossband repeater payload, with the plan being to get it to a higher altitude than last time and try and get contacts between Adelaide and Melbourne. The repeater will be using the same frequencies as last flight, so 145.075 MHz input and 438.975 MHz output, with a 91.5 Hz tone required on the input. The repeater will be run as a controlled net, so listen out for net control VK5ARG before you call in. We'll also be flying one of our WENET payloads for live imagery throughout the flight. It's now much easier to get involved with receiving the imagery with our new WebWENET web browser-based decoding software, allowing reception on Windows, Mac, Linux, and even some Android phones using an RTL SDR. To find out more about how you can get involved in the launch, either through tracking, using the repeater, or receiving imagery or telemetry, check out the post on the AREG website at areg.org.au.
Thanks, Mark. Finally, AREG wishes to announce that we'll have Mark, VK5QI, and myself, Grant, VK5GR, giving this month's presentation at our September 19th general meeting. The topic this month will be fox hunting at the National Championships in Mount Gambier. This meeting will be held at the Fulham Community Centre, with the doors opening at 7 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. Visitors are most welcome. Details of how to find us are on our website, and we hope to see you there. So that's all from us this week. Till next week, speak again. 73s from Grant, VK5GR, on behalf of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Now that the dust has settled following our 2025 annual general meeting, we can calmly survey the oncoming year and try to prioritise our goals. Of course, we have a number of projects already in the pipeline, and all of these are gradually coming to fruition. Work is ongoing on both our new club trailer fit-out and the completion of work on our outside broadcast hut. A number of repairs and updates have been carried out on our repeater system. For example, our EchoLink system is now back on the air, and a brand new APRS system is now up and running from our Mount Graham site. Thank you and well done to those involved in that exercise. Norbert VK5MQ is soldiering away with a NUC computer that hopefully will replace the old clunker desktop computer in our radio shack, resulting in a very significant drop in monthly power usage. Getting it figured correctly is proving to be a little bit on the complicated side, but I have no doubt that Norbert will get there very shortly. A very significant result from our clean-up of the club shed and some of the rooms in our building is ongoing, but the difference is already visible. We just have to continue with our ruthless pursuit of the goal. New club president has jumped into the role and will no doubt do an excellent job. We may now have some more clarity on our future in occupancy of the old Reedy Park Primary School, now known as the Reedy Park Centre, as the City of Mount Gambier has now released the terms of leasing of council-owned sites to not-for-profit organisations such as ours after quite a long period of not knowing what council might come up with. Watch this space. That's all I have for this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.